Which would you rather burn, a flag or a bank? Not quite that easy. No problem that affects a lot of people is that simple to solve. Not everyone who feels the same pain agrees on where it comes from and what to do about it. And there's always that counterforce that wants to change everything back again. Some things change slowly, some things never do. And nothing's gonna change till we who want the change have a better understanding of why different kinds of people want what they want and think the way they do. Do we hear them too? Or do we disown and demonize them just like we say they do? Not everyone who feels the same pain agrees on where it comes from and what to do about it. Or do we disown and demonize them just like we say they do? Some things change slowly, some things never do. There's nothing the police love more than to watch us turn off everyone we think we're trying to help by splitting into nitpicky, power-trippy, backbiting factions and tear each other apart, and tear each other apart. I want to be leader. No, I want to be leader. Blah, blah, backstab, backstab. If you don't agree with me on everything, then you must be against me. That's poison. And tear each other apart. That's poison. Anyone who's not a vegetarian is evil. All rap is bad because some rap gangster rappers are sexist. If you don't believe every word of the Bible, you're a Satanist. If you're not gay, you must be homophobic. If you look at me wrong, it means you're a racist. Criticize Israel, it means you hate Jews. Caught wearing lipstick, you must not be a feminist. Divide, 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 divide. Do we disown and demonize them just like we say they do? Let the unified few keep the quarreling majority from sharing in what's rightfully everyone. Divide, divide, divide. In these times, we can't afford to get caught up in stupid-ass, blind, one-issue fundamentalism of any kind. And tear each other apart. Divide, divide, divide. Tear each other apart. Stupid-ass, blind, one-issue fundamentalism. That's poison.
If you so much as disagree with me in any way, listen to music I don't like, dress funny, laugh without permission.
Divide, divide, divide.
By splitting into nitpicky, power-trippy, backbiting factions and tear each other apart.
Divide,
I want to be leader.
No,
divide.
I want to be leader.
Blah, blah, backstab.
Divide,
backstab.
Divide, divide. There are too many different kinds of people in this world, in this country, in this building, in this neighborhood, to hide behind isolationist toxic chicken shit anymore. The cutthroats that run things, cheat and kill to get where they are, we got nothing but our hearts and our souls and our energy. But look what that's done as a simple spark, starting fires throughout history, all over the world. Even in America, we stopped the Vietnam War, got rid of the first Nixon. The whole Berkeley free speech movement wasn't planned. It started when hundreds, if not thousands, of people surrounded a police car trying to take a protester away and wouldn't let it move for 32 hours. 500,000 people block a dam in India. As people chain themselves to bulldozers till a dam gets canceled in Tasmania. One more thing the corporate media doesn't tell you is that a few thousand rebels, if that, in Chiapas, Mexico, have uncorked such an outpouring of nationwide revolt that people by the thousands are demonstrating against the country, the government and inequality somewhere in Mexico every damn day. Corporate dictatorship is headed for a train wreck, and that train wreck will happen in our lifetime. And if we ain't ready to cut the crap and work with each other and different kinds of people, zeroing in on what's really important and have an idea on what we each got to do it right, we will get fooled again.